بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبي المصطفى محمد بن عبد الله آخر الأنبياء وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا، فأنزل الله سكينته على رسوله فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: نفث روح القدس في روعه أنه لن تموت نفس حتى تقضي أجلها وتستوفي رزقها، فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، ربي زدني علما وارزقني فهما. Honorable ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, we thank and praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who through His infinite mercy and grace has afforded us the opportunity to listen to His words and the words of His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved brothers in Islam, Allah through His infinite mercy has blessed us with many bounties. And as was mentioned before, these bounties are uncountable. We will not understand the amount of blessing Allah has bestowed upon us. We will not understand, we will not fathom the amount of mercy Allah has upon us. The amount of mercy which a mother shows to her infant child, and as that child grows up, loses sleep over that child. As the child grows up, goes through difficulty upon difficulty, wahnan ala wahn, one difficulty, one musibah upon another. But that love that mother has for that child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more love for us. That mercy which that mother has for that child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more mercy upon us. And beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his greatest blessing that He has afforded us and given us is to be with Iman and with Islam in the time or in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The era of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is finished, but his nubuwwah and his risala continues until the day of Qiyamah. Beloved brothers in Islam, today's time we struggle to understand what is going on around us. We are faced with many challenges and different attacks from different fronts. Beloved brothers in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that a time will come, سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يُقَالُ فِيهِ لِلرَّجُلِ مَا أَضْرَفَهُمْ وَمَا أَحْلَمَهُمْ. A time will come upon this ummah where people will look upon a person, look up to a person and say, مَا أَضْرَفَهُمْ. The best explanation of ma adrafahum is how cool is this person. Check how cool this guy is. وَلَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّمْ مِنْ إِيمَانٍ. And in his heart he does not have one atom of iman. So we are faced with a challenge from this front, wherein people have looked up to pop stars, music stars, football stars, sports stars as their role models. So what are we faced with? An identity crisis. A famous writer once wrote and said that to destroy a nation, cut off its roots. When we cut the roots of the tree dies. And when we cut off the roots of Islam and Deen, what happens? Deen dies. Islam dies. So we are faced with an identity crisis. We do not know who our forefathers are. who our leading guiding stars are. Ashabi kan nujum. Rasulullah said something to the effect that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are like guiding stars. فَبِأَيِّهِ مُقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. For whichever of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, of the Sahaba you follow, اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ, you will be rightly guided. Beloved brothers in Islam, there are many, many, many Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. Allah was pleased with them. Today, I'm not going to speak for very long, my throat is not very well. But I want to touch on one such Sahabi who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called a Sahaba, no one else. Or before anyone else, Allah called him a Sahabi, a companion of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is in the testimony of Quran. The Quran can, no one can say Quran is lying. If you say Quran is lying, you're out of the fold of Islam, automatically. If you deny one ayat of Quran, automatically you are out of the fold of Islam. Because one of the articles of faith is Amantu billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi. Kutubihi, we believe in all the kitabs of Allah, the way it was revealed to the Rasul, to the prophets. We believe in the Bible the way it was revealed to Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Like that, we believe in the Torah the way it was revealed to Musa alayhi salam. Not the New Testament, Old Testament. The final testament is Al-Quran. The Zabur was revealed to Dawud al-Islam. So, the way it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the way we have it today. That is the final testament. There's no other testament. That we hear the people speaking, there's 7 or 8 different churches, the Roman Catholics, the Anglicans, the what, the whatever, whatever. And they all got different Bibles. But Al-Quran, that guide which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody can change it. So whoever claims the Quran is incomplete, he is out of the fold of Islam. Whoever denies any ayat of Quran is out of the fold of Islam automatically. There is no two ways about it. وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ. We believe in all the books of Allah. We believe in all the books of Allah the way it was revealed. And the way the Quran was revealed was to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we still have that Quran. If they take all the physical Qurans, all the Mus'haf in the whole world and burn it, they will still not eradicate Quran from the life of a Muslim, because they are Hufad of Quran. They are those people who have Quran in their hearts. May Allah bless them. So beloved brothers in Islam, we will discuss a few points, and inshallah in the coming weeks we will discuss more about this personality. Who was this personality? Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. People say that after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he turned away from Islam. Wa na'udhu billah. Why? Because the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever fought in Badr is a jannati, he will go to Jannat. And amongst those who fought in Badr, Abu Bakr. He was the first. We all know the life of Abu Bakr. Or we all know who Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was. Sometimes we get sidetracked by the life of Umar. Why? Because he was Jalal. He was one of strength and power. So we sometimes neglect the history of Abu Bakr. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, both whenever we look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, دَخَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى وَأَبُو بَكَرُ وَعُمَرُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in and with him was Abu Bakr and Umar. Kharaja Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa Abu Bakr wa Umar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left and with him was Abu Bakr and Umar. So both of these Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum played different roles in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum was one of soft nature. He was a soft natured person, soft spoken person. But also at the same time he was firm in his stance. When he used to give an opinion, he was firm in his opinion. And at the same time, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that one who represented the wrath of Allah. He was the one who, when people looked at him, was scared. When people looked at him, they got scared. One day they were walking in the in Medina, and behind Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a pregnant lady. He turned around and looked at her, and she miscarried. That's how much ru'ab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in Umar radiallahu ta'ala. When he accepted Islam, he was 28 years old. When he accepted Islam, that was the time when da'wah was given out aloud completely. And he said, whoever dares to fight me, come. This was Umar. But at the same time was the soft, kind heart of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But all of them had kind hearts. All of them had the truth in them. All of them, they were in the school of Nubuwwah, in the Uloom, in the Jami'ah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They never finished Alim course in 7 years and 10 years. They took them 23 years. It took them 23 years. And yet, people have the audacity to say that they are not Muslim. The person who claims that Abu Bakr is not a Muslim, may Allah punish him. He is going to Jahannam. He is out of the fold of Islam. Because he is going against Quran. The ayat I recited, إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ. This was the time of Hijrah. When Rasulullah, first of all, the first person to accept Islam, the first person to become Muslim was who? Abu Bakr. He was the first Muslim. The first free person to become Muslim was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He was the first Khalifa. The first Khalifa of Islam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He was the first and only person to do Al-Hijrah. No one else went with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When they were on Hijrah, what happened? They went into the cave. Medina is north of Makkah. Am I right? Medina is north of Makkah. But when they started Al-Hijrah, they went south. Why? To deter and distract the Quraysh from coming after them. And look at the ayat of Quran, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling Abu Bakr a companion. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his companion, لا تحزن, do not worry. Do not fear. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. So beloved brothers in Islam, this is just the starting of the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the first person to accept Islam. He was the first Khalifa. He was the first and only person to go with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Al-Hijrah. And he's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is mentioned in Muslim, in the Hadith book of Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the iman of Abu Bakr is better than the iman of the whole Ummah. The iman of Abu Bakr, it is in Muslim, there is reference to it, I'm not tamsaki. The iman of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is better than the iman of everybody, all the whole Ummah. Why so? He was the first person to accept the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِكُلِّ حِصَانٍ كَبْوَةٍ. There is an Arabic saying which says, لِكُلِّ حِصَانٍ كَبْوَةٍ. For every horse there is a stumbling point. For every horse there is a stumbling point. At some time he must stumble and fall over. In the life of all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, or majority of them, what happened when Islam was brought to them? They thought about it. They then accepted. They waited a while and then accepted. So every Sahabi, or most of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when Islam was brought to them, they had to think about it. Except Abu Bakr. Why? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the message, automatically the same time he accepted. Then when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's different times in the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and when we will touch on it shortly, quickly, and then we will inshallah in the future go through them. But there were different pivotal points in the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu which made him stand out. There was many, but five such points which made him stand out above all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to make imam, to be the imam of salah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ill. One such point, the first one was his Islam. He accepted automatically. The second one was when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned from Mi'raj, Isra wal Mi'raj. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned, what happened at that time? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the whole of the Quraysh and whoever was there that I have returned from Jerusalem. They thought he's mad, and the Quraysh saw this as an opportunity to attack the Muslims. Those few in number that just accepted Islam, they thought this was the opportune time to tell them that, look, this man is claiming he went to Jerusalem in one night. It takes us how many days to get there? So what happened was, some of the Quraysh came to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, what? Look at your friend, he is going crazy. He says in one night, he says in one night he went to Jerusalem. Now remember, The source of this information is one of Al-Kufar, one who is not Muslim, bringing it to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So the source of information cannot be trusted. So what? How does Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu approach this? If he just accepts, then they're going to say he's a weak Muslim, he's gullible, and he's just accepting. And if he rejects, he's going against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he's faced with a catch-22 situation. And in a short phrase, he says it: "In qala, in kana qalaha, faqad sadaq." If he, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said it, then verily it is the truth. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said it, then verily it is the truth. So, my beloved brothers in Islam, the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so great, or played such a great role in Islam spreading. And why? If he did not stand with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wouldn't have had that back, or wouldn't have had that physical force to drive him and assist him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would look after his deen, definitely. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this personality in front. For an example, when somebody dies, we all say he had a heart attack, he met up in an accident, he got shot dead, whatever the case might be. But those are all excuses for what? For what was inevitable, death. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu in that way to spread deen. Deen would go, but Allah used Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu in such a way that he was the confidant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the financial support of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beloved brothers in Islam, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, okay, we'll round up and we'll finish off on this inshallah. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asking, "Who amongst you is fasting this day?" Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting. No one put up the hand except Abu Bakr. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "Who amongst you has visited the ill person?" Nobody put up their hand, excluding Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the only one who put up his hand. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Who of you has given sadaqah?" No one put up their hand except Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In one narration it comes that this took place after Fajr. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sit with his sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum after Fajr and discuss with him, have mashwara with him. Used to ask them who had dreams, different things they would converse in. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, who of you visited the ill person? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum replied, "Oh Rasulullah, we just started our day." Abu Bakr put up his hand. He said, "On my way, I heard Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sick, I visited him on our way to Fajr." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Who on this day has given sadaqah?" Rasulullah Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu put up his hand. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu put up his hand. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "No, O Rasulullah, we just started our day." Abu Bakr put up his hand. He said, "On my way to Masjid, I see one poor person, I gave him some sadaqah." So he was the first, beloved brothers in Islam. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "Who was sabbaq?" He was the one who was always first. We used to try and compete with him. We know the story when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought half his wealth and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought all his wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Oh Umar, what did you leave behind?" He said, "I left behind half of my wealth for my family." When Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu came forth and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "What did you leave behind?" He said, "I left behind Allah and His Rasul." So although the wealth of Abu Bakr at that time was less than his full wealth was less than the half of Umar, but his whole heart was given towards it. Beloved brothers in Islam, that was the day Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "I will not compete with Abu Bakr." Remember, competition in good is good. Competition in any good action is a good action. Why? If we look at Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Sari'u, sabiqu, kanu yusari'una fil khayrat." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they raced, they hastened, they used to take competition in doing good. So doing and taking competition in good is good. It's automatically a good deed. Wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said also, when acquiring the wealth of this world, فَاتَّقُوا وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take it easy when it comes to dunya. But in good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, سَارِعُوا سَابِقُوا كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. So when we are doing good, We should compete in doing good. Not show off, but compete and try to do a lot. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that at this time I said, now I know I cannot compete with Abu Bakr. Because automatically, and what they say is, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, huwa sabbaq. He was the one who always came out first. He was the one who always came out first. So, the poet says that how can I, there's a poem in Arabic, how can I take competition with you when you are walking so calmly and you still come out first? When you are walking so calmly and so confidently that you still come out first. So this was Rasul Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And beloved brothers in Islam, he was of the people of the amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who took Islam by the reins when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away and everybody was in shambles. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this is the third pivotal part in the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we will conclude with this inshallah. We will continue at another stage. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. The Ansar of Medina radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, there was two great days. One was the most saddest day and one was the most happiest day in Medina. The happiest day was what? When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Medina. And the saddest day was the day when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was crying in his home. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and like again we say Umar, he stood outside and he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not died. The person who said he has died, I'll chop his head off. He is gone, like how Musa alayhi salam is gone for 40 days to go visit, to meet Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is gone to meet Allah. And this was the third pivotal part, a pivotal point in the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he stood up and he said, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِن كَانَ يَعْبُدُ مُحَمَّدْ فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدْ قَدْ مَاتْ. Those who are worshipping Muhammad, he has passed away. إِن كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ, and those who have worshipped Allah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتْ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alive and he does not die. So this was the time when, the third time in the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where a decisive decision was made, and he stood up for, and he composed the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and he guided them correctly. Inshallah, at a later stage, we will continue with the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.